The Charlotte Citizens Review Board last month issued a split decision on whether CMPD officer Brentley Vinson should have been disciplined for the fatal shooting of Keith Scott. But the board unanimously approved policy recommendations for the department. CMPD Chief Kerr Putney revealed some of the board's suggestions and responded to them today. And WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn was at that press conference, and she joins me now in the studio. Gwendolyn, what were some of the board's recommendations to CMPD that the chief talked about today?
Well, Nick, they only focused on a few. Some were personnel-related and not released. Most discussed involved training and officers' use of force. One recommendation that was a big issue in the Keith Scott fatal shooting involves how police officers respond in approaching and securing a stationary vehicle to keep the driver from leaving the scene of a suspected crime. Now, Scott was sitting in his vehicle in a parking lot when he was approached by police. They said he had a gun in his hand when he got out. CRB members urged department officials to develop more training for officers in dealing with an armed, non-compliant suspect and also to develop, quote, clear guidance around when breaching a vehicle's window is and is not appropriate.
And what was the chief's response?
Well, Chief Putney said CMPD is reviewing its current practices regarding breaching vehicle windows where a person doesn't follow officers' orders and will determine if additional guidelines are needed in securing stationary vehicles. He also said this.
The longer an armed person is noncompliant, the more dangerous that encounter can be. And also keep in mind, an officer never really knows what a subject is thinking. So when they see an armed, noncompliant subject, a lot of times they may believe that that noncompliance could lead to a potential assault on them or members of the public.
Now, I understand that the board also had recommendations regarding de-escalation training for officers in cases like Keith Scott's?
Yes, the chief said CRB had concerns about that in terms of the scenarios they use in training officers on how to de-escalate potentially dangerous situations. Chief Putney says all of his sworn officers have gone through this type of training, and as CRB members suggested, they will assess the effectiveness of it. And the board also wants him to make sure his officers have all available non-lethal options when approaching a vehicle, and here's what Putney had to say on that.
That is another good recommendation that we are really looking forward to implementing because if applied appropriately, we think now the officers have a litany of options. But I'll tell you, in an armed encounter, make no mistake, in an armed encounter where a subject is noncompliant, until we can resolve the immediate threat that their gun poses, all de-escalation tactics become irrelevant.
Nick, that comment raised a lot of questions during the press conference, and Robert Dawkins of Safe Coalition North Carolina was there and says he had some concerns.
I don't disagree with what he's saying, but I still think there's so much subjectivity based in this imminent threat. And if you have a gun in your hand, I automatically, after warning you a couple of times, can shoot you. I think that you have to have raised a gun or in the process of raising a weapon at someone before you can use force.
Did the chief talk about any other CRB recommendations?
Yes, the board is concerned that the department's policy relies on the assumption that a suspect with a gun in his or her hand or their side can get a shot off faster than the officer can react. An excerpt from the report says if this will be the continued belief and practice of CMPD, that assertion needs to be scientifically validated. Here's Putney's response.
We've done a lot of unscientific experiments that gives us some confidence that that is indeed valid. But based on what we're getting from the CRB, and it's a very good recommendation, we need to validate that scientifically. So we're going to seek to have an independent party with expertise in this area validate whether or not our reaction time can match the action time of an armed encounter of a subject who draws a weapon and maybe fires a shot.
Gwen, was there any mention by the chief of the upcoming anniversary of Keith Scott's fatal shooting and whether the department is preparing for it?
The chief says he anticipates that emotions will be high that day and he expects to see, quote, legal protests, but says rioting and violence will not be tolerated.
WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn. Gwen, thank you.
Thank you.